Today's daf of Basra, daf Samach Hey. Samach Hey, as we continue in Hamocher Sabayis, the first parak that deals with when I sell something, what is included in the sale, what is not included in the sale. And the Gemara yesterday's daf spoke about a machlokas between Rebbe Akiva and the Chachamim about Mocher Ba'ayin Yafe and Mocher Ba'ayin Ra. We tried to figure out what the source for that machlokas is. And we finally found it from the Seifa of the Mishnah later on. So now, what is the halacha in that machlokas? So Itmar, the last line on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Itmar, Rav Huna Amar Rav, halacha k'divrei Chachamim. Rav holds the halacha is like the Chachamim that mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher. Meaning what? Not that all sellers are bad guys. But mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher, that he always tries to keep something for himself when he sells. And if you're not sure exactly whether something was included in the sale, we assume it was not, because the mocher would keep it for himself. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Shmuel halacha g'Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel says, no, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, that mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher. So machlokas Rav and Shmuel, machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Continues the Gemara. Amar le'Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba l'Rav Huna. V'ha'zimnin sagiyin amrite kami de'Rav hilchazak Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? Says many times I was talking to Rav, and I said, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and he never told me anything. Right? Remember, Rav said, the halacha is like the Chachamim. Mocher ba'ayin ra'a mocher. So how Rabbi Yirmiyah says, how could you say that? How could you give that report about Rav? I've many times quoted that the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and Rav never argued. Again, like we had last week. Yishtika kahodar na, but he's a little different. So he says, Amalei hechi tanita. So says Rav Huna, 1 minute. How did you, this is not Rav Huna talking, this is the Gemara talking now, as the Rashbam says. The Gemara is noting that really it's not a problem, was because how did he formulate the machlokas when he said it in front of Rav Huna? When he said it in front of Rav, Amalei ifcha tanina. He formulated the machlokas the opposite. He formulated as Rabbi Akiva holding ba'ayin ra, and the Chachamim holding ba'ayin yafe. That's why I didn't tell you anything. That's why nothing was said, because he didn't think that you said it properly. That's what the Gemara, the Rashbam says on the first skinny line. The Gemara who to come afarish de ifcha havitani Rabbi Yirmiyah. Miu iu lo amar lo Rav Huna lashon ze ifcha tanina. He didn't say the opposition. Why yodeya she'in Rav Huna shona kamoso lohelo l'tamua. Right? If he knew that, that he had the other different version of the machlokas, he wouldn't have been so questioning. So it's really the Gemara clarifying that there was a different version of the machlokas, and that's why he didn't argue. So the pashas, you go through the Gemara, you go through the Rishonim here, the pashas of Ayin Rafa, Ayin Ra. Is it an umdana? Is machlokas an umdana? Like, what do people think about when they sell? Like, we had the quote of the Gemara in Brachis in the first parak a couple of last week, 2 weeks ago, that a mocher is always upset and a no-sane is always happy because he likes to give the present. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave us the Torah. Right, so that was his uniqueness, that he was so happy after he gave it. So pashas, it's an umdana. We have to scratch the surface under to find the Rishonim that say maybe it's not just an umdana, but maybe it's an inherent defining element of mechira. That mechira is always an expansive institution, or it's more of a smaller one. Meaning, nafkamina would be, let's say the guy is screaming against the umdana. Let's say a mocher, or a no-sane is screaming, I'm not giving this, after the fact. Or he expresses das by a mocher, so can he undermine it? Is it purely umdana? If it's purely umdana, maybe he could undermine it. He could change what occurred, because he's showing that he's not part of the general umdana. Or do you say no, that it's something more than umdana? It's part of the definition of a mechira and a nesina. There's a more expanded way of looking at it, or not. And then maybe he wouldn't be able to be soveach mocher. One has to search, but pashtus is that it's just an umdana, a machlokas, about what people feel when they sell and when they give. There is a Meshechachma, the beginning of Parshas Bahar. First Meshechachma in Parshas Bahar. Hashem says, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, V'yomar tov lehem, tell the Jews, Ki savou el haaretz asher ani nosein lachem. When you come to the land that I am giving you, says Hashem, V'shavso haaretz shabos lashem. The land shall rest, right? Shemitah. Sheishanim tezras adecha. We know the first Rashi in Bahar. Why dafke Shemitah? Just like Shemitah was given with all the details at Har Sinai, so too every mitzvah. Says the Meshech Chachma, Habi'ur. Let me explain to you this first pasuk. This, I think it's the second pasuk in Bahar. Right? Ki savo el haaretz asher ani nosein lachem. Let's keep the pasuk in mind. Habiyur. Ki derech mocher sadeyu ba'ayin ra'a. Says the Meshech Chachma. Taking our Gemara, putting it into Bahar. He says, generally, a mocher, as we know, sells ba'ayin ra. He doesn't give so much. Eino rotzel lenafsho, ki yehena halokeach mimena. When I sell something, and I give you a field, do I, in my heart of hearts, want this field to be successful? Do I want you to get so much yield from this field? I sold it to you. Am I so interested in that? Not so much. Yirtze kilo yizrev lo yiksar. I'm kind of deep down jealous. I'm kind of, you know, selfish. And when I had it, of course, I wanted it to do great. But when I sell it to you, you know, I don't want it to do so. But whenever I give something away, so I'm always like, oh, when I had it, oh, it's great. But now, you know, so when you sell something, you don't really, one is not really out for the best interest of the person who bought it. V'ha'aretz teisham v'yis'ab alakoneh. And you're kind of hoping deep down that the maybe it'll be a little desolate and the buyer will be a little upset. And it's not my fault. Lo kein hanosein ba'ayin yafeh. But when you give something, you know, when you give a present, you want the present to be so beautiful and so wonderful and successful. Rotzeh sheyismach hamakabel v'yakir tavaso. That's the difference. That's a little depths of the mocher and the nosein. V'lochein hikdim. That is why Hashem here, as he's about to say, let the field lie fallow. Let your land be desolate. Hashem's about to say that. Don't think this is because I'm selling it and I'm a little upset. He says, no, no, no. That's why he says, Shelo tadamu ki ani ba'ayin ra'a aleichem v'chafetz shaharetz teisham. Don't think that I'm mocher ba'ayin ra'a, says Hashem. Lo kein chalila shekol nosein ba'ayin yafeh nosein. Remember, I'm a nosein. What does he say here? Ki savo el aretz asher ani nosein lachem. Remember, I'm a nosein. And only then, it's what do you mean? We know Hashem's giving us the land. Ki savo el aretz v'shafsa aretz. No, it emphasizes asher ani nosein lachem. I'm giving you, and I'm giving you so you know I'm out for your good. You know I'm out because I want it to succeed. V'kol shekein anochi haborei kol habocher b'Yisrael amo. V'zeu sha'amar ki savo el aretz asher ani nosein lachem. Betach b'ayin yafeh hu ma'od. Sha'Hashem Yisbarach eino mitzapeh l'tashlum gemul chalila. Hashem's not out for any gemol uvada ki ani nosein chefzi shetisvu mitova v'tisangu b'mirov kol. But you know what? It's a chok. V'shavsa aretz shabbos Hashem. This is what you have to do. I want it to be great, but you have to be shoveis. Why? Sha'atem im chametz lika anshe kodesh v'artzachem kodesh v'yafilo aretz shehi l'Hashem chal alav shviyis. It says v'shavsa aretz shabbos l'Hashem. What's l'Hashem adding? I'm telling you, even if the field is not yours, let's say you have a field of hektish, quotes the Meshech Chachma, that also has to lie fallow. So you see, it's not a din in what I'm giving you. I'm giving it to you and I'm out for your benefit, but ayin tova. But this is what you have to do, because this is a reflection of bitachon. And this is a reflection of emunah. Shetene kol, and that's why it repeats, what does it say? Shabbos Lashem, sheishanim tazra sadecha, sheishanim tekorma chalav, yasavta tzvuasa. He emphasizes the 6 years. Before he emphasizes the Shemitah. See, I want you, v'tesov tuasa, v'zeo chefsi, sh'tispa mirov tova, rak v'shana shviya sh'na shabbason, sh'zeo michuki ha-Torah, ha-morim al ha-ashkacha, v'ha-naga ha-nisit. All the different ta'amim that the Mefarshim speak about at the beginning of Parshas Bahar, says the Meshech Chachma, it's all about Amunah. And therefore, if I give it to you and I want it to be great and I want you to work it for 6 years, but after that you need to let it lie fallow because of Amunah. Just interesting, one other point, we're here, so let me just say the continuation of the Meshech Chachma there. He quotes the Toras Kohanim. The Medrash in Toras Kohanim, at the beginning, he says, Shabbos Lashem, K'mo she'nemar b'Shabbos Breishis Shabbos Lashem, Kach Nemar b'Shvi'il Shabbos Lashem. The Medrash compares, Rashi quotes this also, the Medrash compares Shabbos and Shemitah. Shabbos and Shemitah, so is there what exactly is meant by the comparison? Obviously we know they're both Shabbos, you both stop what you're doing, but the Meshech Chachma goes a little deeper. What's the difference between Shabbos and Shemitah? He says Shabbos and Shemitah is, let me say it this way, Shabbos is to Yontif as Shemitah is to Yovel. What does he mean? As follows. Olam Lanias Daiti Nira. Let me explain this comparison. The Dina Asalashma Inan, the comparison to Shabbos and Shvius is to teach us a halacha. The Kemod to Kedusha Shabbos Chalukah Mikdushas Yantiv. Just like Shabbos, we know the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yantiv are different. The Gemara in Beita tells us the Shabbos Kfi of a Kaima. Shabbos is Kavua. It doesn't matter what I say, what I do. Shabbos is Shabbos. Let's say I'm sleeping for 3 days and then I wake up. Whatever day it is, I don't start from when I went to sleep. Whatever day is Shabbos, it's Kavua, it's not up to me. The Yantif Yisrael Makachi Luhu, and Yantif is not. Yantif depends on Am Yisrael. Yantif depends on the Beis Din. Even if the Beis Din are wrong, even if the Beis Din are mazed wrong, still, it doesn't matter. The halacha is that Yantif, you know, it's up to Bnei Yisrael. Ubi Adam lahakdim zmano lachro. Right? They can make Yantif whenever they want. Right? Beitza Yudzayin. Kain chaluka kedushas shvias mikedushas yovel. So do Shmita and Yovel. Shmita is like Shabbos. It's kavua. Whenever Shmita is, period, it's out of our hands. It's coming. It's coming. Dechol mashe noeges b'shvias noeg b'yovel. Rak de yovel talya. Yovel though is like Yantiv. It depends on something. It depends if Bnei Yisrael blew shofar. It depends if they sent their avadim free. It depends if they were machzir the karka. The three halachas that apply to Yovel. Right, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, it's not Yovel unless these three things occur. Right, the Rambam writes, Shlosha Dvarim Ma'akvin B'Yovel, Tekia V'Shiluach Avadim, V'Achzara Sados L'Baalayim, blowing shofar and sending out the avadim, and returning the fields to the regional owners. V'Zui Shemitas Karka. Right, so it's Ma'akev, it's not automatic. So he says that's what it means. Lo kein shmita hu kadosh ba'atzmuso. Shmita is inherently kadosh. Va'afkata demalkahu. Ve'eno talui b'kedushas Yisrael. It's not talui on the kedusha. Yes, there's a machlokas Rishonim we mentioned between the Yireim and the Mordechai. Whether if somebody's saying somebody's not mafkir their land, is their field hefker? Are they violating or not? But either way, the kedusha of shmita is automatic. The Kedusha of Shmita, Lochein, that's why by Shvius it says Shabbos Lashem. It compares it to Shabbos. V'afim lo safru minyan hashanim v'lo hishmitu v'gadru sadoseim b'avadim. Even if I didn't count the years and I didn't put up a ged there, because osu hefker upatim mimaiser v'afkatas demalkahi. Lochein Yovel. What does Yovel say? V'kidashtem. You have to sanctify it. Sha'atem makdishim oso. Ki Yovel hi kodesh tiyeh lachem. Like it says by Yantif, mikra kodesh yeh lachem. He compares the psukim by Yantav and by Yovel. Mishum sheshmita mora al chiddush haolam. Shmita is like Shabbos. Kili haaretz. Avo Yovel mora al shiloach avadim. Shezeki yitzias mitzrayim uki Yantav. Shuzeich yitzias mitzrayim. So that's the beautiful mesha chachma in the continuation. Beginning of Parshas Bahar, Shabbos is to Shmita as Yantif is to Yovel. Okay, that's the continuation, but we got into it because the beginning of that mesha chachma, in the beginning of Bahar, discusses Mocher ba'ayin ra'a and nosein ba'ayin yafeh, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land ba'ayin yafeh, even though he's going to ask us to let the land lie fallow. Okay. To come for that Meshech Chachma today, Dayenu, we're going to have another Dayenu today, don't we? So there'll be one more, everything we say, but there'll be another tshuva today that'll be pretty fascinating. Okay, Vayitir in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, middle of the seventh line or so. Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi, lema azdu l'tamayhu. Let us try to suggest that Rav and Shmuel, who here argued who the halach is like, Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanan, meaning mocher ba'ayin ra'a or mocher ba'ayin yafeh. Let's say that machlokas, they have another machlokas that goes l'shitasa. The Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Ha'ach and Shechilku, Ein Lohan, brothers that split up an estate. Ein Lohan, Lo Derech Zeh, Al Zeh. If they split up the estate, then, and let's say in one of the fields is something that belongs, let's say Reuven and Shimon split up the estate, and something in Shimon's field, Reuven is going to have a part in. Or let's say to get to Reuven's field, you have to go through Shimon's estate. So we don't say that when they split it up, Shimon was nice enough to leave an area for Reuven to get to his field. Or Reuven had it in mind to keep it. No, you split it up evenly, and then if Reuven wants to go through Shimon's field, he has to pay for it. He has to buy it. So, lo, ein lan lo zerach alzu, velo sulamo zu alzu, and they do not keep rights for each other to put up ladders in each other's reshus to get to their own apartments. Velo chalono ze al ze, and they don't have windows ze al ze. They're not allowed to. Somebody, what does this mean? Let's go with the Rashbam's shot, first wide line. If they want to build in their yard, keneged their brother's window, bone, meaning neither of them get rights to have windows that would prevent the other one from building. Meaning it's a total split. Velo amas hamayim ze al ze, neither of them have rights to have an aqueduct that goes through the other one's property. V'hizaru b'hen shahalachos kavuos hein. And be careful with these halachos because they are set halachos. Halachos kavuos hein. We'll talk about that in a minute, what it means. But what do you see from the sheet of Shmuel? Shmuel seems to say that a mocher is ba'ayin ra'a mocher, because the one of the brothers doesn't have any rights in the other brother's property once they split it up. So mocher ba'ayin ra'a, and this is assuming that yorshin are kilakuchos hein. Yorshin, when they split up, they're like inheritors, and then they're like buyers, and therefore they split it up. That's Shmuel. V'rav amar yesh lohen. And Rav says, no, Rav says they do have. So isn't this machlokas l'shitasam? That is machlokas, is machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. So the Gemara answers, no, tzricha. No, you need both cases. I would not have known one from the other case. Right? So this is just an important Rashbam in the flow of the Gemara. The Rashbam says, this is Rav Ashi answering Ravina, end of the second wide line in the Rashbam. V'Rav Ashi hu dekamahadilei hachi l'Ravina. This is Rav Ashi's answer to Ravina. Delo azu l'tamayhu l'gamrei. They're not exactly following the earlier shita. They're not exactly l'shita sam. Vein lumo machlokas michaverta. Right? And you can't learn one from the other. And he quotes, miu derach gemara hu lomer vazel tamayu v'tzricha. It's normally the gemara is interested. The gemara quotes a double machlokas of tanaim. And then the gemara will say, why do you need both cases? Here it's a little different. Here it's trying to find consistency in Rav and Shmuel. So avohach amorayhu da'iri babahedya v'yamru leizma da'azel tamayu. And Ravina said, let's say they're going according to their own reasoning. Interesting, Ravina and Rav Ashi are talking here. The two great late Amoraim that put together the Gemara together. So Ravina says, isn't this parallel? Hilka chotzach lomar b'lashon teretz tzricha. So it uses the same lashon that the Gemara usually uses to explain the need for two machlokos tanaim, but here Rashbam explains it's a conversation of Amoraim, later Amoraim, explaining earlier Amoraim's discussion. So again, back to the Gemara now, tzricha. So we just know that this tzricha is a little unusual, more than other tzrichas. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, Tiyashmina Behahi. But if I only had the second case about the fathers and the children splitting up the father's property, Behahi Ka'amar Rav, maybe only there Rav says that they kept a portion, and there it's Ba'ayin Yafeh Mocher. Bishim to Amarle, because the brother could say, Be'ino Lameder Bay, I want to live in this area, Kihechid Dara Bay Avasi. Like my father lived in this area. My father had rights to go through your property. So I have rights. So maybe there Rav says his opinion. Teda, after all it says, Dichsiv, Takaz of Asecha Yubanecha. Pasuket Dehillim. In the place of the fathers will go the children. We'll Bezra have to come back to this in the eighth parak. In the eighth parak, we will talk about the halachas of Yerusha, but we will also talk about halachos that are not exactly based on Yerusha, but it's based on the child just going into the shoes of the father. Stepping into his shoes. There are certain halachas that the son has that, and it's not Yerusha. Eved Ivri, and other halachas that we'll see. It's not Yerusha. It's certain rights that he just steps in, and that's called by the Rishonim this pasuk. Tachas of Zecha Yibonecha. The children go into the steps of the father. Right? Why doesn't the pasuk just call Yerusha here? Why do you call Yerusha? I want to go like my father, because I yashin my father's stuff. No, the point is this might not be alt Yerusha. It might be in terms of just stepping into your father's shoes. So maybe in the second case, we would say that ayin yafeh, he sells it because he could say, I want to be like my father. Avo beha emi modi le Shmuel. But in the first case, maybe I would agree to Shmuel that in a regular case, a mocher is ba'ayin ra'a. V'yitmar beha, and the opposite, if I only had the first case, beha kamar Shmuel, only there Shmuel would say that ayin ra'a, avo beha. But in the case of the children, maybe he agrees to Rav, but Ayin Yafeh, Tzricha. That's why you have to have both cases. Okay, stop there for a minute. So what? Let's go back to the previous line at the end of Shmuel, where Shmuel says, be careful, shehalachos kavuos hein. They are set halachos. What does that mean, halachos kavuos hein? So the Rashbam quotes, it means it's the halacha. First wide line, klomer halacha hein. We paskin like them. That's what it means, halacha. But if you look in the Rishonim, they quote the Bahag, the halachas gedolos, who says, you know what halacha here means? Halachas kavuos hein? Halacha l'moshe misinai. It's halacha moshe misinai, and that's what this means. If that is true, though, then Shmuel is saying, Shmuel is holding that something is halacha moshe misinai, and Rav is arguing on that? Then it's a machlokas about halacha moshe misinai. If that is true, that's against the Rambam. Right? Because the Rambam that we mentioned in the past. The Rambam in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos discusses what is the definition of a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. How do you differentiate it from other halachas in Mesorah that we have? So the Rambam says that there are five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. Five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh. All of Torah Shebaal Peh can be split up into five categories. Number one is what the Rambam calls Dvarim HaMufurashim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Mesorahs that we have going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not what he calls Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But Dvarim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one category. Then he says category two is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. What exactly is the difference between those two categories? Says the Rambam, Ma elo ha'alachos ha'yechidos ha'nemer ben halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. What is that? What is the definition of a halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? Ze ikar yesh tocha lamar al-sodo. Let me tell you an ikar that you have to know. V'hu, shehameh pirushim ha'mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, category one that I just mentioned. Pirushim that go back to Moshe Rabbeinu, k'mo shamanu midivrehem, ein machlokos ben b'shem panim. There is no machlokos about category one. Pirushim ha'mekubalim mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. Shari me'oz v'ad ata, lo matzanu shem machlokos, nofla b'zman menazmana. There's never been a machlokos about any of these. Me'imos Moshe v'ad Ravashi. From Moshe to Ravashi, there's never been a machlokos. Why didn't he say from Moshe to me? Why do you say Moshe to Ravashi? It's not for now, but we mentioned in the past, because the Rambam holds at the end of the Gemara is a stage of the Mesorah. That's it, period. Ravashi says from Moshe to Ravashi, that's it. My son spoke about this by the Bar Mitzvah, if you remember. Bein HaChachamim Sheyomar Echad HaMotzi Ayin Chaveru Yotzias Eino Shenemar Ayin Ba'ayin. Right? The fact that eye for an eye is not meant to be literal. Right? Is that Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? No. Never said that anywhere. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. No. An eye for an eye. Right? We don't paskin like the Hammurabi code, which says it's literal. Right? We paskin is money. Money. The Gemara in Perek HaChovel, it's money. Eye for an eye. Or V'lo Matzanu Gamkein. And nobody ever had a machlokas that a pre-Eitz Hadar or something other than an Esrog. Right? Pre-Eitz Hadar, the Gemara says, has a Havamina. Maybe it's a quince, maybe it's this. But nobody held that way. The Gemara quoted those Havaminas to reject them. Nobody ever said it's anything other than an Esrog. V'yomar is something else. Or a Rimon. That's also a beautiful fruit. That's also a pre-Eitz Hadar. Right, v'lo matzanu gam kein machlokas be'eitz avos. What are eitz avos? Right, no, all of these. V'katzosa es kapa. Right, in Kiseitse, when a woman gets involved in a fight that she wasn't supposed to, we cut off her hand. The Torah says. Also, that's money. All of these, many, or sreifa. That sreifa is really burning. So all of these examples, the v'kiyosi ben mechlala mitzvos, ein machlokas behen, shekulam perushim mikobal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, v'aleim al demeim amru. These were given, there's no machlokas. They're machachmas atzor and asunan lanu. But you know what part of this definition is? Shenuchal lahotzi mimena ila pirushim bederach midarki asvaris. It's possible that you could have figured out this halacha from the Torah. It was hinted to, look, it says in the Torah, beautiful fruit. So why can't that be an asrog? Right? No problem. Maybe it is. It's not like it doesn't make sense that it's an asterisk. We would never have thought this. That's category one. Pirushim HaMukubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu means that there's no machlokas about it, but we could have figured it out from the Torah. If we would have been given 1,000 years, maybe we could have figured it out. Asterisk, and that it means money. But it's not crazy to say an eye for an eye means money. So that is category one. What about now category two? Category, what's the difference between that and Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim? The difference is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim has no remez in the Torah. There is no way that given even 1,000 years, we could have figured this out. Kol davar she'ein lo remez b'mikra, ve'eino nikshar bo. It's not connected. V'yafshar lo hotziyom b'derek midarki asvara. We couldn't have known it. That is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. For example, Kizayas. Kizayas, shir and Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Oh, I could have figured that out. Kizayas, Kibetza, Kirivias, all the Shiurim, Shiur Mechitzit, Gud Asik Mechitzto, Gud Achiz Mechitzto, all the Shiurim about the walls of that's not based on any remez in the Torah. So all of that is Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. And that is hinted to, the Gemara says hinted to in the Pasuk of Erechita Saora, but it says wheat. So you have to know there's a specific Shiur for wheat and for grain. So says the Rambam, that is the definition of a Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. No argument. And you could not have figured it out. So the problem is, the Chavos Yor already has a long tshuva, Rav Yair Bachrach, end of the 1600s. Right, he already has a long tshuva that there are many cases in the Gemara that seem to be Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that there is a machlokas about. That's a problem. This, according to Rav Sadi, according to Rav Ha, the Bahag, according to Rav Yudai Gon, right here is an example of it. If you say that halachos kavuos mean halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and there's machlokas Rabbi Shmuel about it, so how does the Rambam answer that? That's a problem. Or another famous example, first parak in Baba Kama, Tsroros. Tsroros, the Gemara says, Gemara Gemiri Lahu. What does Rashi there say? Halacha Lamosha Misinai. Tsroros might not be agreed upon. Rabbi Tarfon, others. So what does the Rambam do with all these Gemaras? So at least to answer for many of the Gemaras, the Nitziv writes in Kidmas HaEmek. Kidmas HaEmek is the Nitziv's Hakdama to the She'iltos. The first page, it's 40 pages. You don't have to go through the whole, and then he has a Hakdama, then he has a Pesach, then he has, it used to be printed, Rav Shechter pointed this out. The She'iltos, as we have it now, was printed in different volumes, but he had a Hakdama to each of the volumes. So now they put all the Hakdamas at the beginning of the She'iltos, so now we have a few Hakdamas to Bereishis. But in the first page, he talks about this problem, because he talks about all about Torah Sheba'al Peh. So here he says that the Rambam, many times that we assume things are halacha Moshe B'Sinai, they're not. Like in our Gemara, it doesn't say that. It just says halachas kavuos. By Sroros, all it says is Gemara Gemiri Lahu. It's a Misora. You know what the Rambam would say? That's something else. That's the Misora that we have for Moshe Rabbeinu. But that is not dafka a halacha Moshe B'Sinai. This knocks off about 80% of the cases that are problematic for the Rambam. The Rambam argues with the other Rishonim. And the Rambam does not call. The Rambam lists off what the halacha Moshe B'Sinai's are. And it's a very small list. Why? Because many cases that other Rishonim think are halacha Moshe B'Sinai, the Rambam does not hold that those are halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Kadayakta tishkach das Rambam shalomana halacha Moshe B'Sinai elahani demefurish halacha Moshe B'Sinai o belashon be'emes amru. Those two lashonos. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, or something like the Mishnah in the first parak in Shabbos, uses the lashon of be'emes amru. So be'emes amru, that means halacha Moshe B'Sinai for the Rambam. But other than that, says the Nitziv, the Rambam would argue. Okay, so that is an important point. Just to finish off, I mentioned the five categories of Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the Rambam says there's Pirushimam Kuvon Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What's category three? All the halachos that we learn out from all the midos Shatorah Nidreshes Bahen, Gzeirah Shava, Hekesh, all of the smichus. All the Yud Gimot, Klal, Prado, Klal, and Ribu Yemiyat, that's category three. That obviously is the largest category. All the halachas learned that from the Yud Gimot Midos. And then category four are Xeros, and category four, five are Takanos. Those are the five categories of halacha Moshe B'Sinai according to the Rambam. The Rav Salvechik said a beautiful pshat based on this. He said, the Gemara in Gittin has a machlokas on the Samach. The Gemara says, is Torah Sheba'al Peh larger, or is Torah Shebichsav larger? It's a machlokas amoraim, which is great. Torah Sheba'al Ksav and Torah Sheba'al Peh. So if you look at that Gemara, you're like, what? Of course Torah Sheba'al Peh is greater. Torah Sheba'al Ksav is one book. That's all it is, one book. Imagine before the Mishnah, what kind of libraries you had. All you had was a Tanakh. You had a Tanakh and you had your own private notebooks. That's it. You didn't have anything more than that. You have all these Sfarim, right? Torah Sheba'al Peh, of course, is greater. How could there be an Amanda Amr that holds that Torah Sheba'al Peh is greater than Torah Sheba'al Ksav? So, Rav Salvechik explained, no, the pshat is, this category three of the Rambam, of all the halachas that are learned out from the Yud Gimel Midos, is that considered Torah Shebichsav, or is that considered Torah Sheba'al Peh? It's learned out based on psukim, and based on the tools that Hashem gave us to interpret the psukim. That's the machlokas. The mandamar that says the Torah Shebichsav is greater, you know why? Because he considers category three Torah Shebichsav. It's based on the psukim. So if that's true, then Torah Sheba'al Peh is huge. Masheka, the other man to Amar holds that no, Torah Shebichsav means the psukim. Learned down from the psukim as Torah Sheba'al Peh. So that Rambam, category three, is important to know how to define it. Viter. That's the Gemara, Chalonos.
Isn't that a little?
Hezek Re'iyah. So at a Hezek Re'iyah, so Rav says you don't have the right. So you could say maybe he's talking about going into the Chatzer. Hezek Re'iyah, Shmei Hezek, we pass, but it's only in a house, not into a Chatzer. So maybe that's into a field. Finishing up the last two psukim, last two lines. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Huna, Hilchasa Kavasin or Hilchasa Kavasaychu. Is the halacha like me or is the halacha like you? I mean, who's the halacha like? So says the Gemara, Amalei Hilchasa Kavasaychu. The halacha is like you, says Rav Huna to Rav Nachman. Why? Demakrevisu, right? Because each of these were talmidim of one of the prior Amoran, right? So Rav Nachman was a talmid of Shmuel, and Rav Huna was a talmid of Rav. So who do we pass? Like, so Amalei Hilchasa Kavasaychu. Halacha is like you, Rav Nachman, who holds like Shmuel. Demakrev, why? Demekravisu lababa de Reish Galusa. You're close to the gates of the Reish Galusa. Rav Nachman was the Reish Galusa's son-in-law. Right? You're close to Reish Galusa. You were close. Deshrichi daini. There's a lot of, you saw a lot of judgments. You were next to the Beis Din. So because you were next to the Beis Din, so it must be that you have a lot of practice. You've seen a lot of shilas asked. And you see the answers. So that's why it's better for you. I saw quoted, I think it was one of the English Dafyomi pages, he quoted this tshuva of the Rimigash. Unbelievable tshuva. Right? This is the second Dayenu for the day. This is a take-home Rimigash tshuva. Rimigash, Kuf Yud Dalad. Tshuva of the Rimigash. The Rimigash was asked by someone. Mayomar Adonainu. Be'ish ha-shalokar me'olam halacha imrav. There was somebody that was paskening shilas that basically did not know Gemara and Shas. He didn't really know Shas and Shulchan Aruch. But you know what he did know? He knew Tshuva Svarim. He didn't really know the background to the halakas. He couldn't like make a landing on a Gemara. Maybe he could, but he didn't go through the sugyas. So he didn't know Shas so well. But he knew Tshuva Svarim. Oh, he knew a cult. So the questioner to the Rimigash was, is it appropriate for this guy to be paskening if he doesn't know the root and the background to halakas? And then he vim ish. Vimish ikar yidiyaso b'tshuvos elu ve'eno maven hatzedek mehem mibilti tzedek. He just knows the tshuva. Im yuchal lahoros b'inyan echad o b'nidon echad v'yivso kadin bo ve'efsha liyo she'osa shahora mimenu kvar chazer bo amoreba. It could be the tshuva possibly he's passing from, that person was chazer bo. What kind of tshuvas were there? The Rishonim. They didn't have like, so, umi she'eno maven ikar hadin v'lo me'eze makom yatsa min ha'talmud imu mutar lahoros. Is somebody who didn't go through the sugya, is he allowed to paskin? Oh, imray lismoch alav b'shum davar b'frat. Then he adds a separate point. I'm not sure how much Yirei Shemayim he has. Berad who built a Yirei Shemayim the heidola berishios rabos. That was a separate issue. That's what he talked about at the end. But then the Rimigash first talks about the first part. Tshuva da shahish hazeh ra'uy yoser lahatir lo lahoros. Mayanashim rabim kavu atzmam lahorah bizmaneinu zeh. This guy could paskin more than many other rabbis in our day and age, says the Rimigash, the father of the Rebbe of Maimon, right? The Rambam's father. Verubam ein bahem afilu echad mishnei dvarim elu. Many people paskin today don't have either. Rusoni lomar havanat halacha vehemid al divrei gaonim. They don't know where the Gemara came from, and they don't know the tshuvas. The osam shemidavin lahoros meiyun halacha umechozek iyunam betalmud. Remember, this is pre-Shulchan Aruch. This is the Rimigash. This is pre-Rambam and Rosh. Maybe the Rif was around now. He was a little similar to the Rimigash. So there was no Sefer Psak at that time. So he says, those people that look into the sugyas and they paskin based on that, you shouldn't trust them. Who could paskin straight from the Gemara nowadays? Says the Rimigash. And this is only 700 years after the Gemara. 600 years. No. You have to know what the Gaonim paskins, based on the Gemara. Remember, the Gemara was finished about 500, then you have 500 years of Gaonim, and then the Rimigash was a very early Rishon. So who were the Tshuva Svarim at that time? The Gaonim. So said the Rimigash, if you have somebody that's paskin based on the Gemara, no way! You can't paskin based on the Gemara. You have to know what the Gaonim, how the later rabbis interpreted the Gemara. If you know all what the Gaonim said, you're just having been through every sugya, that's better. Because at least you know how they use the Gemara, even though you don't know what the Gemara said. And just passing from the Gemara. And Shehu Afalpishu Mora Bisvar Bilti Amitas Mirasa Gaonim, the Kamakamina Tobazil, Lafimashu Asapi Bezan Agado Mumkhala Rabamasa, Umishemor be Meyuna Bahalacha, Efsha Shu Hoshev Shosa Halacha, Mechayevis Osara. You think they have to pass based on this Gemara? Maybe there's another Gemara that argues. Maybe you're not interpreting the Gemara properly, etc. Obviously, there are dangers of taking one question of a Tshuva of a Gaon and comparing it to a case that's not exactly the same. There is that danger, but he says, if you had a choice, I would take the one based that knows all the Tshuva Svarim cold rather than the one who knows Shas cold. Because that's the one that, it's kind of like if you're in the yeshiva, you're out in the paskening for the veldt. You know, I can learn I can know the, interesting, somebody on Friday night was just eating somewhere, so this came up somehow. So somebody was, there was once a story that somebody once brought a piece of an animal to a Rosh Yeshiva. And he was so he says, ah, so he says, so they brought it. He says, is this what's the halacha with this? This he says, what is it? Right? So he said, it's a kurkaban. I could. The Gemara in Chulin talks about the certain different stomachs of the animal. So the Rosh Yeshiva says, oh, the halakha kurkaban. Baruch Hashem. I don't know. Machlokas. So I said, because when we're learning Landis, it's very hard to paskin from the Gemara. It says, oh, this is the cave, it's the kurkaban. But I know halacha l'maisi, you have to know how it translates from the Gemara into real life. So again, we could, that's the amazing shuv of the Rimi God. The last paragraph he says, if he doesn't have Yerushamayim, forget it. You can throw the whole Shiloh doesn't even get off the ground. If he doesn't have Yerushamayim, you shouldn't be a poskei. But at least in terms of the first part, he says, yeah, but if you know Tshuvas, that's already half the battle. What does it have to do with our Gemara? Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was all around the Bezdin all the time. So that's what he was fit to Paschal. That's the Rimi Gash, Tshuva Kuf Yud Dalet. Okay, weiter. I didn't think I'd have enough to say today. Itmar. Shnei Badim Zelof Nemizeh. Two houses, one within another one. So I'm a seller. Shneim B'mecher, Shneim B'matana. Let's say I sold two houses on the same day. Or I gave two houses on the same day. So did I leave over a path to the inner one through the outer one's field? No. I don't leave it out. Why? Because I'm assuming, I'm being fair. I'm selling you one field, I'm selling you the other field, both exclusively. And surely, if I gave the outer one as a present and the inner one as a sale, because remember, the giver, a no-sane, always wants to give more than a seller. So if the one I gave it to as a matana housed the outer field, I surely didn't rip him off and take away part of his field for the inner one to walk through. So that case for sure. But what about the other case? Let's say I sold one field, and on the same day I gave one field, and I gave the inner one. So the guy who gets a present, you're always nicer to. So should I say that I left a path through the outer one? Sover mina ein len derech zel zeh. Did I think that there too it's exclusive? The Gemara says no, velohi milo tana. Didn't we learn? When do you say that it's exclusive sellings and you didn't leave a path in the outer one only by selling? Ala benosi matana nosi neskula. But by a nosi matana, it's ba'ayin yafeh. Ba'ayin yafeh. So that's why. We could assume that he, the seller, giver, left a path in the outer field for the one he gave it to. Alma, mandiyav, matana, bayin yafe, yoheb. Hachanami, mandiyav, matana, bayin yafe, yoheb. So somebody gave. When you give, then you have an ayin yafe. So again, the case quoted was if you're not sure what was given. In all the cases of our perek here, what's included, what's not included, that's only by mechira. But by matana, everything's included. Right? So you see from there that it's ba'ayin yafe. Next Mishnah. Amochor es abayis. If you sell a house, what's included? So as we're going to see, all the kavua items are included. Anything that is movable is not included. Machor es, it's a very halakha l'maisa, right? Light fixtures and air conditioners and all these are what's included. I have to also know by dina de bachusadina. You know, what is assumed to be included or not. Remember, the day before we sold our house, or two days before we sold our house, we did a walkthrough just to make everything was okay. And of course, one of the light fixtures was broken. Didn't work. So obviously, you can't leave nothing there, so you have to fix it, even though it's 2 days before. It's a little light fixture. You have to fix it, because it's kavua, and you have to give over in good faith. The visa house, makar zadelos, the door is included. Avoloch zamafteach, not the key. Makar zaras amachteshes, hakavua, the grinder that is kavua in the house, avalois amitaltelos, not a movable grinder. Machar is strobel. It's strobel, which is the bottom part of the grinder that is kavua in the ground. It's sold. Avalois akelos, avalois akelos. That's the upper part that's movable. Avalois atan, avalois akirayim. Not these ovens. These ovens are also, even though they're attached to the ground, they're not kavu in the ground, and therefore they are not included. But if you say it and everything in it, so then obviously Hari Kulun Mechurin, then it's all included. Anything that is movable is all these usages that are movable. The Rashbam adds only items that are kavua to be used in the house are included. If you say Kol Masha Besocho, anything that is house related. You don't say everything in your house, your watch and your suitcases. You don't say everything in your house that is sold in it. Anything that is for the usage of the house. So then that's included in the house, but not otherwise. In case of matana, it will be included even if you don't say kol mashu besocho.
The movable things would be included.
Movable things would be included. Would movable things be included? Also, anything that has to do with a house, I would assume. Lema Masis and Deloka Rimeir. Let's say the mission is against Rabbi Meir. Did Rabbi Meir? What did Rabbi Meir say? Ha'amar Macharas Akerem. Machar Tashmishi Kerem. If you sold a vineyard, so then included is all the Tashmishim of a vineyard, the sticks that help to hold up the vines and anything like that. So isn't that Arbish against Rabbi Meir? Because those are movable items. So the Gemara answers, no, Afilatim Rabbi Meir. No, even according to Rabbi Meir. Hasam Kavia. Hasam Hachalo Kavia. Over there, the sticks in the vineyard that are sold with the vineyard, they're Kavua. In the vineyard. But here, anything that is, he'll agree with our Mishnah, because the things that are not included are not kavua. Aren't we talking about a type of key in our Mishnah that is similar to a door? Just like the door is kavua, so to a key. Maybe it's a key that is attached to the door that you used to help open the door. Don't put it in your pocket. Right? It's a type of key that goes in the door. Maybe it helps lock it. So Ella, fine. Mechaverta, Masis, and Loker Rabbi Meir. Fine. The Mishnah's against Rabbi Meir. We always try to get the Mishnah to be like Rabbi Meir because Stam Masis and Rabbi Meir. But here, what could you do? Tana Rabbanon, Hamocher es Abayis, Mocher es Adelis, Vesa Nagar, Vesa Mano, all the different types of locks. Avolo es Amachteach, Mazer es Amachtesha Akakuka. If you sold the Machtesha that is in the ground, Avolo es Akavua. The Tanakhami here holds that you sold the machteshas that is chakuk, that is engraved into the ground. Rashbam explains, you have a rock, a sela that goes out of the wall, and in that rock is the grinder. So that's kavua. Avalo is a kavua, but not something that is kavua just on the ground. Why? This is against our Mishnah, because we will see this Tanakhama holds that just because it is connected to the ground, mechubel karka doesn't mean that it's treated like karka, and therefore it's not sold. Machor is terobel, avalos akelas, like the Mishnah says, avalos atan, avalos akirayim, avalos arichai. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, like our Mishnah, call mechubel karka arika karka. No, if it's attached to the ground, it's sold with it. Right? So you kavua is enough. You don't need chakuka. And all this is bismach amala hu vachamash besocho harikula mechurin. If you specified everything in it is sold with it, so then everything is sold with it. Benkach hu benkach, but either way lo machar lo asavar lo asados lo asayitzia. These items which are not considered within the house, it has a separate type of usage, like we had in the Mishnah, I think on Shabbos yesterday. So they're not sold with it. If you have a water cistern or a dus or a yitzia. Well, these are not sold with the house, even if you say kol mashe besocho, because this is not called besocho. These are not called besocho. Tana Rabbanan says the brisa. So we get into here a little bit for the next couple of sugyas. Hilchas mikvos. Mikvos come up here. Tana Rabbanan, because we're going to talk about when you have an item that is put into the ground. When does it lose its shame clear not to become part of the ground? So too, what is sold with the house, what is sold without the house, we will relate it. But even maybe before we start the details, which maybe we'll start tomorrow, let's start in general the hashkafa behind mikvah. There's a Sefer Achinuch writes. We'll start to do the Chinuch and the Rambam today, and then we'll get into the details of mikvos tomorrow, which come up. Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Gimel, which is the mitzvah of a mitzora becoming tahar. Why mikvah? Why mikvah? You know, why does that make me pure? Why mikvah? And he adds, well, let's just answer that question first. He says, Ha'inyan hu, Kadesha Yira Adam is Atzmo Acharei Tfilah. I should see myself after I come out of the mikvah, Ki'ilu Nivra Ba'osa Shah. As if I was just created. Kemosha haya ha'olam kulo mayim terem heyus ba'adam. Right? What does it say? V'ruach alokim rachafas apnei ha'mayim. Originally, the world was all water. So when I come out of the mikvah, I'm supposed to think I'm a new person. I was just created. Just like the world was all water at the beginning, I look around and I see water. V'ruach alokim rachafas v'yitin alibo ha'dimyon ki kemoshin is chadish begufo yichadish gam kein l'pu ulosav. I have a new body, I'm a new person. And then he adds, that is also why does water has to be on the grounds? Why can't you use mayim she'uvim, which we'll talk about tomorrow more, in a kli? You can't talk about water in a kli in a cup. Why? It always has to be attached to the ground, because, I'll be, according to this machshava, because if I see an end, if I see it's in a kli, so then it's hard for me to imagine that this is v'ruach alokim rachefas al pnei hamayim. that it's the whole earth being covered by the land. If I see the water on the ground, so then it makes it easier, right? If it's in a kli, lo yitachin in yizesh armayin el machshavas atovel ki ish gvul el kol asher hu bekli shu maisi de adam v'yakin lo yachshav atov lo bekli kol ha'olam l'mayim kasher betchilov shu nischadish l'shaito. So he says that's why, that's part of the reason why it has to be Mayim Chayim, not even Mayim Chayim, but just at least May Mikvah. We're going to talk about tomorrow what's the difference between a Mikvah and a Mayan, Bezrat Hashem. But that is the Sefer HaChinuch in Kuf Ayin Gimel. If you look at the Rambam says the last halacha in Sefer Tahara, which is the last halacha in Hilchas Mikvos, the Rambam says, and with this we'll finish, Dover Barer V'Goli, it's clear, Shatumas V'Taruz Gzeres HaKasav Hein, Tum and Tahara Gzeres HaKasav, spiritual defilement. The Einon Midvarim Shedaito Shel Adam Machras Osan. It's not so that a person can understand it. Varhei Michlal HaChukim. It's a chok. Vechein HaTevila Min HaTumos. Tevila is also a chok. Right? Why? She'ein HaTuma Tit Otsoa Shata'avor B'mayim. I'm going to get the dirt off by going into the water. There's tit on me. There's dirt on me. No. El Gzeres HaKasiv V'adavar Toli B'Kavanas HaLev. So it's totally on your kavana. And therefore, remez yesh badavar, kashem sham machavin libo letahar, kivan shetaval tahar, v'yavavishalon eschadish begufo davar, kach hamachavin libo letahar nafsho, mitumas hanafashos, shehen machshavos ha'oven v'deos ha'ros, once I was maskim to be porish from those terrible thoughts, v'hevi nafsho b'mei hada'as tahar. And he quotes, "Bezarakti lechem ayim tahor mitahartem, mikol gul lechem adar esvan kodesh brachu yim taharas." Those are two ideas behind tahara. The Rambam is more of a gzeiras hakasav, but it's all tali on kavana. I have to have kavana salev to become tahor. And the Sefer HaChinuch about thinking about the world when it's like all water. Somebody also, one of the other mafarshim explained, not just like the Chinuch says that it's water from the beginning of bria, but also when a baby is born, he comes out of the embryonic sac. The amniotic fluid, it's also like water. So I'm like born again. A baby is born in fluid, and so too the mikvah is liquid. Okay, so we'll stop here. And better tomorrow we will do some Hilchos Mikvos. That's the whole blah tomorrow. Some Hilchos Mikvos, Mayim Sheuvin. Until the next mission.